This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by Gillette Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Northeast Men's Health, and John Sewer and Drain Cleaning. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. We've talked to Marcus Jones. Apparently I ticked him off with a question. We talked to Drake May, who has made a case for himself for NFL MVP.
He did a nice job today. And you know what? He should never have... I would have been disappointed if he said, oh, no, there's people like Matthew and whatever else have been around longer. They deserve it. Like, he didn't do that.
He won't do that because he doesn't believe it.
Uh-uh.
And that's what I like about
him. At
least
there's a little competitor's fire in there.
No, that's not a little. I'm telling you, he is as fiery as whoever you think the most fiery quarterback you've seen is. He just compresses it. He keeps it inside. So if it's Vrabel or Philip Rivers, who finally I think is gone for good, but he's a guy that would bark, and or Dan Marino, whoever you think the most fiery quarterback is, Baker Mayfield. I think Drake May has every bit of that. He's just smart enough and strong enough, or like, you know, Bruce Banner later on lose to control the Hulk and keep him sort of down.
Side note, would you take two NFL games worth of lickings and curb stompings, if you will, getting popped, lit up, if you will, for 5 years of free health insurance?
Yeah. Because I can just, like,
especially
winning doesn't matter,
kids.
Right? But winning doesn't matter, right?
Nope.
Like, I can just throw the ball into the ground. Like, I'll run a screen every play and throw it into the ground. Throw 1, 2, 3, punt. You can't touch me. I'm going back to the bench.
That's what Brosmer kid did for UNH when he played.
Hey, but they won. They got a win.
They did.
Historically bad passing performance, but they did get a win. A win is a win in the National
Special.
How many wins you got in the National Football League, Dan Ball?
Zero, but apparently all I have to do is reinvent the forward pass the other way, and I can win a football game.
Boy, didn't I miss this father-son level bickering amongst the two of you.
All right, it is time for The Drive. The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Roll the drive intro.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left
top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, for the drive today, we're going to take a look at the bracket, the playoffs. It is set. Seven in the NFC, seven in the AFC. I think we'll start with the NFC, Dan Ball.
Okay.
Where the first theme that has taken hold that I didn't really notice, I'm stealing this from a texter because I'm not this observant, but if it's not the 49ers in the Super Bowl who the Patriots face, it will be a rematch of a past Super Bowl for your New England Patriots.
What a stat.
That is how many Super Bowls you've been to, because if you play the Bears, if you play the Seahawks, if you play the Rams, if you play the
Eagles,
if you play the Panthers.
Oh, man, wouldn't America just die for Patriots-Panthers part two?
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody wants to see it. Does that bother anybody that a team with a losing record, before we get into these matchups, they have a losing record, they're 8-9, that bother anybody?
Yes.
Yeah, but they're ahead of a team with a 9-8 record. It's not like an 11-win team got bumped from
the playoffs.
No, but
it's in specific, it is this. There will be no, and at last time, one of the last times this happened, there was the infamous 7-9 Seahawks making it in against the Saints, and we got the Beast Quake, one of the most memorable playoff. There will be no Beast Quake.
Oh, you're guaranteeing the Rams beat the Panthers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. So, Dan Ball, let's start us off in the NFC. Why don't we start with that game? Rams at Panthers. The Rams, wait, are they the one or the two seed? Because I heard to win MVP, you had to be either the first or the second seed in your conference in the playoffs.
Yeah, they are not the one. They are not the two, the three, or the four.
Oh.
No, the Rams, with their 12 wins, they almost ended the season on a three-game losing streak, but they won their final game. They are the number five seed, so it's Carolina, the four seed, hosting the Los Angeles Rams, the number five seed, with the winner.
12 wins, by the way, that's cute. 12
winner
is cute. That's a good season for teams not named the Patriots.
Oh, how is 46 touchdown passes impressive?
That's cute, too. It's cute. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How far did those travel? Like 46 yards? You threw them all from the one. Why don't you give Kyron Williams the ball and just let him run in and help some fantasy owners, you stat hog?
Well, the show just took a turn. I blame you for agitating your father, Dan.
Yeah, no, that's my fault. Usually just the mere presence is something that upsets him. But you got them as your 4-5 matchup in the NFC. Then you got Eagles and 49ers. An interesting matchup. The 3-seed Philly is hosting the 6-seed San Francisco. But, Andy, would you be all that surprised to see San Francisco win this football game?
I would not. San Francisco's a good team, has obviously battled a ton of injuries this year. They have a great player. Actually, they have great players at multiple positions when you talk about Kittle and McCaffrey. Purdy, is he a great player? No, but he's
very
good enough.
But who among the great players on San Francisco was missing, most notably Saturday night?
I don't know. You tell me.
Trent Williams.
Oh, yeah.
They're all world left tackle. Why do you think they lost the game?
Yeah,
because
it was not good.
I talked to your guy, your boy, Perillo, yesterday down the stadium, and he said, I'm not usually one to make a big deal about linemen, but Trent Williams being out of that game screwed them.
Yeah, I've always said if I ever won one of those, like, billion-dollar lotteries, and you probably have to hire, like, a head of security because you're so rich now, like, you got to take care of yourself, Trent Williams would be on my list. He is a bad mofo. He is a bad dude.
If he's out there Sunday, he makes it a game. If Trent Williams doesn't play, bet the house on Eagles money line. Side note, NFL, could you have the three best games are all Sunday?
Yes. I think that's by design. I think there's some design.
Saturday
to that.
Feels like if I may be so blunt, Saturday feels like an impish warm up to Sunday.
And then there's a Monday game, too, which is a whole weird.
There always has
the whole.
Well, I mean, since they went to Super Wild Card.
Right, like 3 years. I don't like it. There should not be Monday night.
Texans, Steelers.
But getting back to Eagles and 49ers, the Shanahan advantage and the. What do we want to call vibes? We used a lot with the Boston Red Sox. I think the vibes factor is so dramatically on the San Francisco side with Kittle and McCaffrey and Purdy. I think that's a football team that enjoys playing with each other, for their coach. And then there's the Eagles that are talented and have Nick Sirianni and whatever the hell that is. And they're the defending champs and they're in the playoffs and they're playing a home playoff game. So like the reports of their demise, as the famous saying goes, were greatly exaggerated. But no, Dan Ball, to answer your question, would not be stunned if the 49ers take care of business.
Yeah, the Eagles don't really seem like they like themselves, their coach, or anything like that.
Nope.
But there is definitely just that classic cliche of, well, who wins the big one? And they may hate everything that goes with being an Eagle right now, but they win football games. And the Shanahan 49ers, they get there. They just don't win the big one.
Sam Darnold wanted to spit up and gag out that game on Saturday night because he's Sam Darnold, and that's what he does in the last game of the regular season. And yet still somehow they found a way to win because their defense was so good. Name a 49ers defender. I'll wait.
Fred Warner. Did you see him climbing the stadium? Part of his rehab, he's apparently a parkour guy. No. He goes up the beams of the stadium.
Excuse me. Name an active 49ers defender.
I don't know. If he can do a Spider-Man three stories up a stadium, then get your ass on a football field and play.
Name an active 49ers defender. No.
Oh, I can.
Who?
Keon effing White.
Okay. Name a good active 49ers defender.
Let's go on to the next topic. Dan Baldo, one serious note.
Yeah.
You know how bad things have gotten for Philly?
No.
They're not even the best Philly brotherly push team anymore. I don't know if anybody saw this. Iowa's better at it. And it makes sense because Iowa's that, you know, type of team.
Yeah, three yards in a cloud of dust.
A lot of
yeah.
butt touchers.
They
yeah.
are way, and they got the whole Gronkowski without the K as their quarterback. But what they do is they put two backs behind the quarterback, and then a tight end motions over, and he slows down and does, like, happy feet. And then at the snap, he turns, shoves the quarterback, and those two running backs shove him. I swear, every time they did it, it went at least 4 yards. It was thoroughly impressive for a bowl game in college.
What do they call theirs?
I don't know. It's the Gronk spike.
The Hawkeye?
The Gron spike. All right, Dan Ball, what's the next game?
Was it on sides?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. They ran it successfully multiple times.
Well, but, like, was it on? I mean, yeah, the Eagles run it a bunch of successful times, too, but it's never on sides.
If they don't call it off sides, then it's on sides.
There you go.
Oh,
that would hold up in a court
hurts.
Of law. By the way, this is a side element. So your number one seeds that were locked up this weekend, Denver in the AFC mm-hmm. and then Seattle in the NFC. Alex Smith went on, I think it was on Sunday Countdown, and said Denver, it might be the weakest number one seed that he's ever seen. Could you also throw Seattle into that mix, or do you feel a bit better about them as a one seed?
I feel a little bit better about them. We hold Sam Darnold against them because even though Sam Darnold joined Tom Brady as the only two quarterbacks in history with multiple back-to-back 14-win seasons, I think most of us still wonder, like, when's he going to see ghosts? When's he going to throw the ball away? But that defense is good. McDonald has been a good young coach for them. Jackson Smith and Jigba is arguably
top
a top receiver in the game. Charbonneau is
decent,
a good player.
And like, so is Charbonnet.
I mean, Charbonnet. Bonobo is better, whatever. Anyway, they're a good football team. I think I have more faith in them. But if you're saying, like, did I expect the season, you know, when it started, to end up with the number one seeds being led by Bo Nix and Sam Darnold, I would have said, wow, what a terrible year in the National Football League.
Not to mention the amount of quarterbacks that we've talked about this before that you're not seeing. You're not seeing Mahomes and now Lamar Jackson after the way that things go yesterday on top of Joe Burrow. So you have a lot of the quote-unquote faces of the league that are not going to be participating. But, okay, that was a side thing. Last matchup in the NFC, the Bears against the Packers. Mm. Andy Hart, the Pretender Bowl between these two?
Oh, the Packers, just to finish out our early thought, that was the rematch of the 96 Super Bowl with the New England Patriots.
That's right.
Packers.
Damn it.
These are two teams that I think are infuriating almost to their own fan bases and sometimes their own head coaches.
The Packers are so banged up.
There is a lot. Okay, we're all banged up. It's late in the year. It's a battle of attrition.
Guy, they lost their second best offensive player and their first best defensive player.
Okay, it happens. Don't tell me about the pain. Just show me the baby. Don't tell me how rough it is. Put the water in. I think the Packers are in trouble. That all that being said, I think the Bears are probably going to advance in that one. But this is another side note I always have in my
head.
Jordan
Love's going to ball out.
Do we like divisional playoff games? Not that they should ban them or anything, but do you like the idea of, like, I already saw those two teams play twice during the regular season?
Well, how about I just saw you guys play 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, like, I don't know that I love from just a theatrical entertainment value perspective. I don't know that I love another divisional game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't love it either. I like a bit of the variety of it feels like it slightly lessens. Oh, I'm truly playing against the best teams in the league, or I'm just seeing the Bills for a third time.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Yeah,
like, Pats, Jets never move the needle for me.
Yeah.
And you're going to get more of it, Fitzy, what you just said, because with the schedule designed to have all the division teams play late in the year so that, you know, there's playoff ramifications to Well, there's a good chance you're going to have playoff games 2 weeks later.
They did a nice job this year. I mean, the final game of the regular season was a playoff game, and a hell of a game it was.
That was one of those that I always say, like, super competitive, super entertaining. Was it a good game? Because I'm not sure it was a good game.
No, good.
I think it was quite poorly played.
Yes, but I don't need a good game to be a good time or a good watch. I was quite entertained by the game, yes. And as far as Saturday night goes, I'd rather not see another low-scoring affair from the Packers and the Bears. I'd rather they both just say, what if we both don't play defense?
Yeah.
Let the best passing game
I'm an advocate for shootouts in all these games. Give me shootouts over defensive battles any day. If that's like new school, pink hat, Andrew type stuff, I'll take it. Dan Ball, next game?
Okay, yeah. Over to the AFC we go. Because we had all these different scenarios about, oh, if the Patriots win, if the Bills win, if they lose, whatever. All five of the favorites ended up winning and really taking a lot of the guesswork out of it. So Denver's your one seed. New England is your two seed. They're hosting the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. Your three seed is the Jacksonville Jaguars, who whooped up on very brief Cam Ward on the Tennessee Titans. So it is Jacksonville, your three, hosting Buffalo, your six, in that matchup. Thoughts on that matchup and what we have?
I think this game has the sleeper contender for the Super Bowl in the AFC. I've been an advocate for the Jags all year long. I thought Liam Cohen was an interesting guy. Remember that one anonymous quote that was out there, and it might have actually gotten back to the sign stealing that he was accused of by Kevin O'Connell later, but there were people, defensive coordinators, who were on the record saying that Liam Cohen was the toughest offensive play caller, schemer, game planner to prepare for, and I think you're seeing that with what he has done with Jacksonville, with Trevor Lawrence, and taking that team to the next level.
Yeah, few teams finished on a hotter streak, on a better ride than Jacksonville did. He's got Trevor Lawrence playing the best football of his career. I'm going with the Jags in this one.
If you take away that national morning game in London where they got spanked by the Rams, I think more people would be talking up, and their record would be better and all of that, but more people would be, I think a lot of people watched that game and it was like, oh, same old Jags, they're also Rams. They're not also Rams. They're a sneaky Super Bowl
contender. Andrew from Rhode Island going to do if Buffalo loses in the first round on Wild Card Weekend to the Jaguars?
Well, you didn't hear. I think he's a Pats fan again.
Oh, he's going to come back.
He just
to our
roots
side.
For the AFC East division
front runner.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's all he does.
Yeah, okay. Tune in next summer to see who he's rooting for next year.
Yep.
But yeah, that's your 3-6.
Who's got
matchup.
The best Josh Allen? We'll find out Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Very true, and that'd be pretty devastating for the Bills if you're talking about a one and done again, losing to, or just one and done in general. Does that lead to some tougher decisions being made in Buffalo?
Absolutely. Up next year, we are going to talk about Black Monday and some of the coaching changes. And I do think some of these teams that are in the postseason, not so fast, my friend. You may not be back for next year, depending on how it plays out. And if the Bills embarrass themselves, and bigger picture, do so in a playoff that doesn't include any of the MVP caliber quarterbacks that normally you'd think Josh Allen would have to go through, I think you have to start having conversations about Sean McDermott. We thank you for your service. You brought us from the doldrums to perennial playoff team division winner. We need to find somebody else to take you to the next level.
Has he been the head coach since Rex Ryan?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, he's the one who took him to the playoffs. Yeah, yeah. He's changed everything in Buffalo except the fact about getting over the hump going to Super
Bowl. They've lost in Jacksonville on Wild Card Weekend before. So this is a familiar
this was Josh Allen's infamous playoff debut with the old backwards pass and looked like he didn't belong on a football field. And some of that has come back to Josh Allen's game, so I don't eliminate that from being a possibility this weekend.
That's true, because if your name is a Dalton Kincaid, then he don't trust you very much right now.
True.
That Jacksonville offense is so interesting, too. They talked about it a little bit on the broadcast yesterday, how even a guy as talented as Brian Thomas has accepted a role as kind of your Kayshon Booty, for lack of a better example, the deep ball receiver. They get the ball all over the field, and that is, as we've seen here in New England, a very tough thing to game plan when you have five or six or seven options in your pass game, and that's what they've done so well, and Jacoby Myers has fit right in. But the last game in the AFC, we were waiting for the result of this one. We knew that whoever won the game between Pittsburgh and Baltimore on Sunday Night Football was going to host the Houston Texans. That ends up being the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is there anything on this Pittsburgh team that makes you go, you know what? These guys have a chance on Monday Night Football.
Nope, they're going to retire Aaron Rodgers. I know he's talked about maybe next year, options, this and that. I think when he's done with this game, he's going to realize it's a young man's game.
What about DK Metcalf coming back?
Nope, because to get the ball down the field to DK Metcalf, you know what you need? Time. He's going to be running for his life, literally, figuratively. that wasn't a part of the situation yesterday. Oh. It will be this weekend.
Only thing I'm certain of is whatever the over-under is, whatever the proposition is on Kenneth Gainwell receptions, take the over because Rodgers is going to be panic-flicking him the ball all night long.
Yeah, he's not himself. I mean, Collinsworth was on it. Collinsworth was pretty critical of Aaron Rodgers at various points in that game. There was one scramble where he's like, oh, my. In the old days, this is a first down. He just can't do it. And he was kind of talking about the skeleton of Aaron Rodgers on full display.
Here's a guy, Mike, that used to be great and can't move around the pocket at all.
Go ahead.
So your schedule for everything that we just discussed, Rams and Panthers, 4:30 on Saturday on Fox. Packers and Bears, 8 o'clock on Prime Video, so make sure you have that. The Sunday slate, Bills at the Jags, 1 o'clock on CBS. Niners at the Eagles, 4:30 on Fox. And then the Pats host the Chargers on NBC at 8 o'clock. And then Monday Night Football, the Texans at the Steelers, 8:15 on ESPN and ABC. And we now, on the other side of things, go ahead, Fitzy.
I was just going to say, I would like to also remind you, as I mentioned in my three-point stance, for the degenerates among us or those who can't get enough football, Dan, you can warm your way into Wild Card Weekend with an awesome Miami versus Ole Miss game Thursday night. And then Friday night, you get a game that might actually be as good, if not better, than a lot of playoff games with Oregon versus Indiana. It's going to be fantastic. What a great time. This is a great weekend if you love football.
Yeah, if you're a husband, father, you got to use up some cachet points that you've built up.
Women can't watch football?
No. I'm saying you're sitting your ass on the couch Thursday after work. You're sitting your ass on the couch Friday after work. You're sitting your ass on the couch Saturday, Sunday, and then, honey, it's not quite done yet. I know you have your
mind
in the old
days. Weren't you just on the radio with Fitzy till 2 a.m.?
Monday, you got another playoff game. So, yeah, you'll be on the couch.
Yeah, so big favors on Wednesday and then the Tuesday following because you're going to need it. And then on the other side, real quick, the tankathon results on the other end of the league. The Las Vegas Raiders won a football game to end their season. So it is a four-way tie at 3-14 for the number one pick. You got the Raiders. You got the Jets, who lost 5 in a row. You got the Cardinals, who lost 9 in a row. And then you got the Tennessee Titans, who lost their final two. Those teams are at 3-14. The Giants at 4-13. And then you got Cleveland and Washington at 5-12. And very quietly, Kansas City Chiefs with a top 10 pick, or at least they slotted in as a top 10 pick in the NFL draft.
So the Raiders do have the number one pick, yes?
The Raiders.
The same way the Broncos had to go through 8 different statistical permutations to get the number one seed.
Right.
I think the Raiders got it by like this much.
And the teams that we're talking about at the top of the draft we'll be talking about next because there's a few head coach openings in the National Football League. Some we knew of previously. Some are coming fast and furious on Black Monday last night. All that and the coaching carousel up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. The Patriots concluded the regular season with a 38-10 home win over the Miami Dolphins yesterday afternoon. New England's regular season comes to an end with a record of 14-3. The Pats now have 6 seasons in which they have won at least 14 games, the most of any franchise in NFL history. Running backs Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson accounted for all 5 of the team's touchdowns on Sunday. Stevenson ran for 2 scores and caught another, while Henderson also ran it in 2 times. Patriots quarterback Drake May finished the day 14 of 18 for 191 passing yards and a touchdown. He also ran it 5 times for 41 yards. Based on the results from around the league this weekend, the Patriots enter the playoffs as the number 2 seed in the AFC. New England hosts the 7th-seeded Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday night at 8 p.m. at Gillette. From around the NFL scoreboard, the Broncos beat those Chargers 19-3 to secure the AFC's number 1 seed. The Jaguars beat the Titans 41-7 to lock up the 3 seed, and the Steelers outlasted the Ravens 26-24 to win the AFC North and earn the number 4 seed. They'll host the Texans, who beat the Colts to lock up the 5 seed, and the Bills stomped the Jets yesterday. They are the 6th seed in the AFC. In NFL coaching carousel news, the Browns are firing head coach Kevin Stefanski, but keeping their GM Andrew Berry. The Falcons are firing head coach Raheem Morris and GM Terry Fontenot. The Cardinals are firing head coach Jonathan Gannon, while the Bengals are keeping head coach Zach Taylor and GM Duke Tobin. The Colts are also keeping their head coach Shane Steichen and GM Chris Ballard, and the Giants are retaining their general manager Joe Shane. The Celtics host the Chicago Bulls tonight at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 7:30. Boston went 4-1 on their five-game road trip and have won their last three. The Bruins beat the Canucks 3-2 in overtime on Saturday night. Boston visits the Seattle Kraken tomorrow night. And finally, this evening, Illinois State battles Montana State in the FCS National Championship game. Coverage of that contest begins at 7 p.m. over on WEEI AM 850. If your doctor said surgery was the only solution for your joint pain, get a second opinion. Do what Ted Johnson and thousands of others have done. Eliminate your joint pain with Boston Prolotherapy online at bostonprolotherapy.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Pete Carroll officially one and done for the Las Vegas Raiders. A lot of people thought that Jonathan Gannon would save his job, but just a couple performances kind of seemed to stop playing, honestly, at the end, and it led to him being out. The Atlanta Falcons have moved on from Raheem Morris, their coach of the last two seasons, as is general manager Terry Fonda, who is the architect of a highly debated quarterback decision. The Indianapolis Colts made the decision not to fire anyone. Shane Steichen, the head coach, general manager Chris Ballard, both are going to be back for the 2026 season.
Falcons fired Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot. Interesting. 2 years ago, Stiz, you remember who they could have hired?
My boy?
Zach Robinson. William Belichick. No, they hired Robinson. He was part of the problem. That's why they stink. Very critical of their offensive coordinator. But yeah, Bill Belichick, somewhere he definitely did a like an evil laugh, chuckle thing when
he'll
saw.
He'll be back.
North Carolina for one last season.
Josina Anderson tells me otherwise.
Yeah, who does she work for again? Have we lined her up?
We did send a follow-up email today. She told us to circle back after the new year. So
the NSFW network she works for or whatever that is.
ENN. ENN, actually.
Oh.
This is ENN.
Okay, so the coaching carousel is spinning.
Huh?
The firings have begun. Raheem Morris, as I said, a couple hours after hugging Arthur Blank, after his press conference in Atlanta, was let go with their GM, Terry Fontenot. You heard the audio there. Pete Carroll, one and done, oldest coach in NFL history, is out with the Raiders. The GM stays because that's Tom Brady's boy from Michigan, obviously. Tom Brady going to be looking, and this is interesting here. So Tom Brady is looking to turn things over with the Raiders. He'll be hiring there. You have Troy Aikman consulting with the Dolphins, who have not gotten rid of Mike McDaniel, but got rid of the GM.
What a sweet paycheck that is.
And you have, what's his name? I'm drawing a blank on him. Boston College quarterback, CBS Sports.
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, who will be intimately involved and maybe having a key role with the Atlanta Falcons. A lot of quarterbacks getting some love.
Because this new generation of recently retired quarterbacks that have worked their way into and are excelling on television, they're smart guys. They're entrepreneurs.
First of all, is Brady excelling on TV?
He's so much better than he was last year.
And so much worse than Greg Olson, something that was hammered home yesterday.
Is he excelling? Yes, the reviews on Tom Brady season two are very positive.
Yeah. Eh. I would also say Tom Brady was involved last year, I was told. Had a lot of say with the Raiders. How did that work out?
Not very well at all.
No, it did not.
But that began with the hiring of somebody who was not fit to coach and looked like the game had passed him by.
And Tom Brady signed off on it.
Chomps McGum.
Tom Brady signed off on it.
He was cooked.
Elsewhere, the Cleveland Browns have fired two-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski, who immediately, according to reports, will become a top candidate with other openings.
As he should be. The guy got railroaded.
I'm not a Kevin Stefanski guy.
Two-time coach of the year. Two-time.
The Cardinals have fired Jonathan Gannon after his terrible season.
Stinks.
Lot going on there with Kyler Murray, who they're probably going to have to move on from.
Remember when he got handsy with the running back?
I do. That was not ideal for him.
No, not a good one.
And then when the offense got better, when Jacoby Brissett started playing, that was a bit of a red flag for the whole operation they got going on in Arizona. Obviously, Brian Daboll was already fired, as was Brian Calhoun in Tennessee. Tennessee, they're asking to interview anyone who has any role with the Chiefs. Nagy and the defense, Spagnuolo.
I thought you were going to say they're asking to interview, I don't know, anyone. What job would you least want?
Job would I least want?
I think it's a tie for me between the Titans and Cardinals.
I think it'd be Cardinals. I think the Titans, the problem is Cam Ward. It's the quarterback.
You in on him or out? That's the thing.
I am not a Cam Ward guy, but if I were, then I would like the job. Like, if I believed in Cam Ward the way Mike Vrabel believed in Drake May, then I would say that's a good job because you have the quarterback. Just go get the rest now. Boom, turn it over quick.
Cardinals
Arizona, you have nobody. But maybe nobody's better than somebody. You just move on from Kyler Murray, and then you draft a quarterback. The problem I'd also say is I don't think there's franchise quarterbacks in this year's draft. I'm not really sold on Mendoza.
You're going to lose Kyler. You don't want to rebuild around Jacoby. As you may say, too many suckies.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues right now. The one interesting nugget rumor that I kind of enjoy from a Patriots perspective, a New England perspective, and even just a litigious theatrical perspective, there's rumblings that Tom Brady's idea for the Las Vegas Raiders is to bring in Brian Flores
as the
head coach and Brian Daboll as the offensive coordinator.
Oh, whoa.
Remember when those two guys were involved with a certain text exchange where Bill Belichick got confused about Brian? Yeah. And then he was like, oh, my bad. Don't say anything. Certainly don't sue the league for racism or whatever's going on here.
That's absolutely not true.
The first meeting between the three of them out there. Well, this is awkward.
Yes, but I also think that could be a very good setup for the Raiders. Because, you know, it's a little like what the Patriots did.
That's how you hire the
defensive coach, but make sure you have the offensive guy in place for the quarterback you're trying to find.
That's how you save Max Crosby from wanting to get out of there.
But most importantly will be, who's their quarterback? 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI, we are going to replay the Drake May interview. It was a Patriots Monday. We talked to the MVP candidate. In fact, he made a case for his candidacy for the MVP award. Drake May up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW.
Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, and as promised, we go right to the guest line for Patriots quarterback Drake May. Drake May on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Windward Mental Health, start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. May, how are we doing this week?
What's going on? How are you doing?
We're doing great. We are very much excited to have a January week where we're preparing for a playoff game. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask you, I asked Marcus Jones, your teammate, co-captain, this earlier. Did you have a chance last night, today, to just sit back, maybe just for a few minutes, and kind of reflect on the season, enjoy that the regular season's over, you got 14 wins, you are the number two seed, or are you just too focused on moving ahead in the Chargers?
Yeah, after the locker room, it was a good reflection point to look back on the season and what we've done. And I think it's now kind of into the week where, you know, it's playoff time, so it's time to go.
So, Drake, yesterday I saw in the second half a lot of very meaningful passes were being thrown around the yard yesterday, helping some of your teammates reach incentives. And it seemed to be, obviously, there were a lot of reasons to be joyful because you guys were winning and capping off a remarkable season. But seemed like you guys took a lot of joy, you especially, in helping some of your teammates reach those incentives yesterday afternoon. How much did that matter to you?
I think it's a cool part of the game that you know, people that work hard and get rewarded for, you know, kind of bonuses that they hit, and it's a lot of money. And I think at the end of the day, it's cool when they're positioned to kind of get things like that at the end of the game where we got it kind of handled and can focus on things like that and not really. That's really, like I said, my post game press conference, really the only time I felt like we were a little you know, this team's selfish at all, try to get some of those guys some extra, you know, things that they deserve and work so hard for.
Drake, you've been very gracious and deferential whenever anybody asks about how well you're playing, MVP, blah, blah, blah. With all due respect, and I think you might agree with this, Ramondre Stevenson might be the best player on the offense over the last 3 weeks or so. How good has he been, and how important can he be as a weapon heading into the postseason?
Yeah, like I said, all year we haven't lost, you know, confidence in Ramondre. He brings it every week. He's all three phases, running the ball, catching the football, pass blocking. He's easy going. He's a great teammate. He's never, you know, gets too high, too low. He's always just, you know, cool, calm, and you know, always got a smile on his face. And he's been a great addition for us this season. I know he's had some, you know, kind of a bounce back from early on in the year, and we never lost out in him, specifically, you know, myself and Coach McDaniels and the guys in the offense really, you know, trusted him, and Coach Vrabel, you know, the whole way.
You know, Drake, you got a lot to be proud of this season.
you know, the incredible turnaround from 4-13 last year to 14-3 this year, being in the MVP discussion, being so popular and having the top-selling jersey, having so many you know, new fans in Patriots Nation trusting you, having faith that things are turned around. So I'm just kind of curious, what do you take the most pride in of all the excellent things that you've earned and that have happened this year?
Yeah, the same thing I said last night. I think 14 wins. I think just you know, trying to be the same each and every week and not change in my preparation or what I do and what I focus on. And from there, just the ability to spread the ball around on offense is always a cool deal when everybody's making plays and everybody's having their moments and having their games and just cares about winning.
Drake May, quarterback, New England Patriots, here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Drake, I'm wondering, because this is your first full season as the starter and your first year with Josh McDaniels, how has your input in game planning or play selection or some of the aspects of the offense and the play calling, how has that evolved over the course of the season? Do you have more say now late in the year than maybe you did early in the year?
I think it's just more trust between me and coach of what plays I like, what plays I can get out of, and you know, get to plays. And I think just for coach, just of us being on the same page of when to, you know, knowing the situation and when to be aggressive and when to be just try to move the chains and pick up the first down.
So after a full season with Josh McDaniels, now 2 years in the league and all these starts and a lot of big wins this year, what would you say, which aspect of your game do you believe has improved the most after your sophomore season in the NFL?
I think just playing the position. You know, one thing it comes with leadership, you know, growing as, you know, on the field of known situations, just, you know, keep on, you know, trying to, you know, learn as much football as I can, soak in as much knowledge about what situation we're in, what situation, you know, point of the game we're at, and just try to play the position at a high level. And I think just trying to, you know, continue to do that and grow in any aspect I can is something I'm keep on working towards and trying to fine tune things.
Your buddy Will Campbell got back out there yesterday, and then post-game he had some really interesting comments. He said there's no coach he'd rather play for than Coach Vrabel, and he's having as much fun with this team as he had since high school. And he was told that the NFL wasn't fun, that it was a business. Do you sort of agree with those sentiments? Is there no coach you'd rather play for, and are you having as much fun as maybe you've ever had?
Man, it's been a blast. It's been a blast with Coach Vrabel and just the way he cares about us, but at the same time has the respect of all the guys in the locker room and how hard he coaches us and how hard he coaches the players that are, you know, mean the most to the team. And I think that's one of the cool things about him. I feel like he ensures that we all, you know, mean the most to the team, and everybody's got a civic role and a big role in showing up on Sundays and winning games. And I think that's one of the best things he always says. It takes everybody. And I think that came true this year, and it's been huge for us.
Speaking of Will Campbell, your guy Big Country, how did it feel to have your buddy back out there protecting your blind side and involved in the game plan, knocking a little rust off, getting ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, it was great having Big Willie back out there. I told him, you know, I want to get out there in the huddle. You know, good to have you back, Big Willie. Let's go down and score. And we had, you know, three handoffs and we were in the end zone. So that was pretty cool.
I saw you run a couple times yesterday and end those runs going head first instead of sliding. Was that circumstantial? Was that intentional? Because I'm actually somebody who thinks that can be safer. And Greg Olsen brought that up on the broadcast, that the former tight end said that that's what he would teach. He thinks it's safer when quarterbacks go head first because they control where their head goes. Just wondering, was that intentional yesterday? Have you thought about that?
I think it's, you know, we're still protected. And I think the biggest thing is the ball is farther down the field than when I slide, you know, feet first. So that's my trying to get pick up first downs, try to slide head first.
So now that you guys wrap up the regular season, you begin the tournament, you move on to the second stage into the dance, the postseason. How are you anticipating the intensity to escalate? I'm sure Coach Vrabel addressed that in the locker room with you guys last night. How are you anticipating how much more ferocious, how much more intense things may feel come Sunday night?
Yeah, I think you know, there's a win or go home mentality that the playoffs comes with, and then what makes this sport and the NFL so special and so cool. These playoff moments are high intensity, high pressure, high anticipation, and looking forward to playing at home in Gillette on a night game. It'd be pretty sweet.
Heading into the biggest game of your sports life and knowing your experiences from the past, how are you going to feel Sunday night? Are you going to be amped up, excited? Is there going to be a little bit of trepidation? Are you a guy that gets a little queasy or nervous before the game? How will you feel Sunday night?
No, I think, you know, the next game has always been the biggest game, and I think, you know, it's definitely heightened, you know, anticipation and pressure, but it's what you prepare and practice for and all these things that, you know, they always say is, you know, preparation and believing in your teammates and just following our idea that we've had this year is will make me feel confident and ready to go.
It sort of looked like it may be the Chargers the way things were likely to have played out in Week 18. So you guys probably have had a gut feeling for a little while now that you may be matching up with them, and that's what's happening Sunday night. Have you had a chance to get to work on them yet? And what do you think overall of the Los Angeles Chargers and what kind of challenge they're going to present?
Yeah, I remember we played them last year. You know, same defensive coordinator, a lot of the same players. You know, they're physical, they're good up front. They're good in the back end. They play a lot of zone, and we'll have our hands full with a good opponent coming in here with a good, great quarterback and a good offense as well.
You mentioned the quarterback. We've done a lot of the Drake May, Josh Allen comparisons, but Justin Herbert's another guy you've been compared to quite a bit. Do you like his game? Do you see that comparison? What are your thoughts on Justin Herbert?
I'm a huge fan of Justin and what he does, you know, year in and year out, and have been a big fan since watching him, you know, back at Oregon. So, you know, he spins the football at a very high level. He can move and make plays, and one of the best things about him, I think, is his personality and just wanting to win and how he, you know, how I see, you know, videos and stuff about him, you know, bonding with his teammates, and, you know, like I said, just a big fan of his game and look forward to, you know, matching up with him.
Are there any sort of past Patriots or friends, people in the league that you would consider checking in with about, you know, how the game is so different in the playoffs or just picking the brain up for a little advice just to try to gain every competitive advantage you can heading into Sunday night?
Yeah, I think there's some players on our team that played in high playoff scenarios. You know, Coach McDaniels obviously played in a lot of these games and coached in a lot of them. And Coach Vrabel, I mean, what better than Coach Vrabel playing at a high level and our head coach was right there in the building.
How are you feeling at this point in the season, both physically and mentally? Has this felt like a long year? I mean, you've played, you know, 17 football games now. You've taken a bunch of hits. I'm sure you're working really hard, stressed out at times, prepping. How are you feeling mentally and physically as you head to the playoffs?
I'm feeling great. You know, I think it goes by so fast. And to think where we were at, you know, a year and though this time, I was packing up my stuff. So what a time to you know, be playing quarterback for the New England Patriots and look forward to get a chance to play a home playoff game. That's pretty special, and take advantage of every opportunity I get and don't take for granted what a opportunity we have.
And what a time for May or May Not.
May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May or May Not.
Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May or May Not.
May Not.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, Drake, you had some interesting comments about college bowl games last week. And this week, the transfer portal is open. So that had me thinking, NIL money and the transfer portal are good for college football, may or may not.
Say it one more time. I lost you a little bit.
NIL money and the transfer portal are good for college football, may or may not.
NIL. I think the transfer portal is, I think it is great for college football for so many kids that get opportunity to go play somewhere else or get a bigger opportunity. I think there should be a limit on when the portal can be used and cannot. I think they just added a new one, so I'm not really totally sure, but I think transfer portal is a good deal. I think, you know, college athletes getting paid for how much, you know, revenue they're bringing to the school is good for the kids and good for the players. I think it needs to create some type of, you know, cap or something so all these teams that are, you know, have a fair, you know, even chance, or whether it's tiered or ever for competing in, for championships. But I think it's a pretty cool deal what college football's getting to, and it's really prepping these guys for the league that we're in now.
Well, we flipped a page on the calendar. It is a new year, 2026. So we wanted to know, may or may not, wishing Happy New Year to people after the first 4 days of the new year.
Yeah, I think we can, really the whole month of January, I think, is a Happy New Year, I think. And then, you know, after that, I think maybe February starts getting a little out of the ordinary. But I think anytime you see somebody for the first time and in January, I think it's safe.
All right. Along those same lines, a lot of people are cutting back on a certain thing, and it's a very polarizing topic. Dry January, may or may not.
I'm following New Year's resolution. I don't know about dry January. I haven't heard as much as that. I've heard a couple times, but I think just New Year's resolutions, I like those and seeing how long and whether it's a year or how long you can go.
All right, so continuing on the New Year theme, keeping your Christmas decorations up into mid or late January, may or may not.
It wouldn't be up to me. I think my wife is, I think she's taking them down probably as we speak. So she's doing that. And I think it's pretty, I think as long as there's snow on the ground, it kind of reminds me of the Christmas season. And there's snow on the ground here for a while. So maybe the January and February, March would be a little too long, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so watching the game yesterday, we're starting to see more and more Drake May commercials. There's a financial one where you're pulling ginger snaps out of the oven and various things. So filming commercials, may or may not?
I think may. I think any time that you can try to do something out of your ordinary, out of the comfort zone. You know, I don't think I'm a great actor, and I got a southern drawl, so people can't really understand me great anyway. But if I get out of the comfort zone and have some fun, I think I'm all for it.
So how many takes are there for some of these ads we see? Are they quick, or you get it done in one take, or does this take a while?
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good. I got a pretty good memory, and they usually like my charm that I bring to it, so I'm usually pretty quick.
Who's a better actor, you or your left tackle, Will?
Oh, Big Willie. Big Willie's one of a kind. Nothing, no one better.
All right. Well, following up on Andy's question to you about filming commercials, you know, a lot of Boston representation in Hollywood from Matt Damon, the Wahlbergs, Ben Affleck. So the idea of taking your talents to Hollywood for TV or movie cameos may or may not.
Ooh, may not. I think that's a little bit out of my range. I think that is. But no, a lot of respect to those guys. You know, Good Will Hunting, what a movie that is. I know it's Boston-based, so some great actors, and I know a lot of Patriots fans, so that's pretty cool.
Not going to see you in the new season of Ted on Hulu?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm a big fan of Ted, too. Those are sweet.
Time now for the quarterback question of the week. Quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This week's question comes from Ted in Taunton. He says he and his family think you are the NFL MVP, but if he asked you to state your case for the award, what would you say your case is to be the NFL MVP?
Ooh, I appreciate that, Ted. I think just our team, 14-3, winning the AFC East in a year that a lot of people, would have bet on us not to. I think this is what this league's about, winning, and I think, from there, just, ability to spread the ball around and try to get a lot of teammates involved is what I enjoy to do. I think we did that this year, and looking forward to hosting a home playoff game. So,
all right, Drake, congrats on the regular season. Good luck in the prep this week, and most importantly, good luck on Sunday night against the Chargers.
Sweet. Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
Drake May on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. Time now for Odds and Ends. And you're saying, hey, that was an odd end. We don't usually have an interview at the end. Yeah, it's true. Very true. But Odds and Ends brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K to donate your car today. It's also time now for our league leaders and Who's Circling the Drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. And this is going to be a little different read for them because I played plumber over the break, Christian Arcant. My kitchen sink was clogged up.
Really?
Better part of 3 days I worked on that damn thing.
3 days?
Yep, all to avoid calling a plumber, which you shouldn't do. So call Drains by James, get it done by a professional. You don't burn your calf. Did you know those things you pour down the drain, you shouldn't get those on your calf?
What things that you
like
pour down the drain?
Like the acids, the
you shouldn't put acid on your skin? I didn't know that.
Oh,
really?
My God, I have a burn this big on my calf where there's really? Skin just missing. See this thing right here? Dripped a little on my finger.
Is that what your nose got? What happened there, too?
No, that was the dog bit me. Oh. That's a different argument. But
jeez, you're a mess, though.
I had to buy an auger. I had to drink a lot of beer. I had to swear a lot while under the sink.
Sure.
I opened things in the basement and looked into pipes that no one should ever look into if you're not a professional.
What? It's part of plumbing.
Andy, while you're at it, you're not supposed to stick your head in the oven either.
Yes. No, it was an interesting break. But the good news is...
What was the obstruction?
I think it was grease mixed with... My wife, we have one of those.
Your wife was throwing them.
No, no,
gross.
We have
mixed with my wife.
Well, you bring up the puppy because we have a puppy. There's some accidents, so we have one of those like Bissell wet dry. Sure. And she cleaned that in the sink, and I think carpet fibers went down attached to the grease. I don't know who put grease down the drain, but from what I could tell, you know what an auger is. I was using an auger, was jamming that thing down there, rotating that thing down, and I pulled it out, and it looked like it was carpet hair mixed with grease. And it was just an absolute debacle for 3 days.
Sounds great. Sounds like a great time.
No. You know what went well, though? I fixed the toilet. That took me like 20 minutes.
Good, look at you.
So I think I'm officially a plumber now.
Sounds
hey,
like
Drains
it.
By James, if you're hiring, I might need a gig soon. So just keep an eye out. You got a good read from your brother. Christian, what do you got tonight?
We got a full show. We've got full shows the next
tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We got college football, I think, Thursday and Friday. But we will talk to Tom King at 7:30. We got a lot to get to. I haven't been on the air in a week, so I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot to discuss.
An Arcan that is ready to explode.
Basically, yeah. Listen, this is a big day. It's a big moment, and I thought Drake May today with you guys, and I thought Mike Vrabel really captured that a lot. And what I'm opening with, basically, is how this team is viewed by other teams going into the playoffs. The Chargers wanted the Patriots. The Chargers wanted to play the Patriots. And I wonder if there are other teams out there that respect the team, but maybe don't fear them all that much.
Yeah.
And we're going to start with that.
I absolutely think there are some that believe Cam Newton's kind of right, or the people that make the arguments about the schedule and frauds and all that are kind of right. But stick around for 4 hours of the Christian Arcan Show. We appreciate you listening to WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Thank you to Drake May, Marcus Jones for their usual weekly interviews. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Tuesday. Ted will be here. We'll talk to Schlereth about those Broncos and the AFC playoff picture. We'll talk to Brian Hoyer about just how well Drake May is playing heading into his first playoff game. All that and more. We'll talk to you 2 to 6 tomorrow. See ya.
Somewhere between 8 and 11 games.
And wrong, Johnson.
Thank you, guys. That's about all I got to say about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.